Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now that we're officially back on the air, it's time to fess up and tell us how you did. Joining me here in the studio is Margaret Lyons. She's a writer for New York Magazine's Vulture blog and host of the monthly karaoke series called The Jukebox in Brooklyn. Margaret, you're looking mighty pleased with yourself.
I had a very goal-achieving summer.
A goal-achieving? Very good. Because you set a pretty high bar for our listeners. We asked everybody, you know, for a summer resolution, and you gave us two. Were you worried about maybe biting off more than you could chew?
I'm a dork who likes to get an A in dumb stuff. So I feel like this summer was a big A in dumb stuff.
All right, let me take you back in time to June and our last show on the air before going on hiatus. And this is Margaret describing her summer resolution.
Yeah, I have two important goals that I am very determined to tackle. One would be to fully embrace Carole King fandom and learn some Carole King jams on the ukulele.
Do you play the ukulele?
I do.
Okay.
That would be an extremely ambitious goal. Just adopt a new instrument and also master some Carole King.
A Carole King song on it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do.
All right.
I live in Brooklyn. It's like a legally required. When you register to vote, they give you a ukulele and some cold brewed coffee. So far, so good.
All right. And then what's the other choice?
I would like to develop an enthusiasm for Into the Woods. So seeing it in Central Park this summer will be a delight and not something I feel like I need to cross off my cultural bingo card.
You could also hear a third person snickering as you were describing your goals. That's author A.J. Jacobs, who will be joining us later this week. Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Sondheim. Did
yes.
you see it?
I saw it. And I loved it. And
now, do you remember what happened when you said that on the air and the phones lit up?
Yeah. It's a polarizing piece of culture. And I had previously been in the I do not care for this one bit camp. But part of it was my friend Garth recommended I read the book The Uses of Enchantment, which is a Freudian analysis of what children get out of fairy tales. It might not
and that
sound
just
like
open doors for
it really
you, huh?
did. It really did. So when I went to see it in Central Park, I was still, I have to admit, I was dreading it. When we were sitting there before the show, I was like, okay, if I hate this, I can leave. And then I totally loved it. I was completely enchanted.
And the music?
Now I'm obsessed with it. I bought the original Broadway cast recording and I listen to it every day.
You got a particular song that you're obsessing with?
Yes. I Know Things Now, which is sort of this like sexual awakening anthem that's very, it's a little bit bittersweet. And in the traditional staging, it's a more clear, it's more of like a little girl. And in this staging, it's a little bit more mature.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared.
I Know Things Now from Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. Margaret Lyons, the writer for New York Magazine's Vulture blog, for her summer resolutions wanted to see that production in Central Park of Into the Woods and learn to play a Carole King song on the ukulele. We've found out how she did with one of her resolutions. We'll find out about the other in just a minute or two, but I want to check in with some of our listeners, who many of whom joined us when you were last here. Andrea is with us on the line, and Andrea, remind everyone what your summer resolution was.
My summer resolution was to start an all-shrink band. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've been out of the practice of it for a little while, and I wanted to get back into it.
So to find a bunch of your fellow psychotherapists to form a band, you must have been heartened to hear Margaret talking about studying the Freudian analysis before going into the woods.
Yeah, you gotta love Freud.
So how did it go, Andrea?
It went really well. I put up a notice on Craigslist, that was what we talked about the last time.
Right.
And I got some good responses, and I connected with a man named Paul Alves. He's a guitar player and a bass player, and he's also a drug and alcohol counselor. So since last we spoke, Paul and I have gotten together. We made a little rough recording of a duet that we did of David Bowie's song, All the Mad Men, which you had on your blog. And we are also in the middle of starting to develop new material, so we're writing together. And it's been really great.
So some songs related to the theme of the band is called NOS, right?
That's right, yeah, which again stands for Not Otherwise Specified, which is what you would put at the end of a diagnosis if not all the criteria is met, but you really feel that the person presents with enough symptoms that it's close enough.
Let's hear a little bit of NOS, a deep cut from early Bowie here, and All the Mad Men.
I will do me all.
So that is NOS, the All Shrink Band, a duo, as it turns out.
Yeah, we're a psychodynamic duo, I like to say.
Doing a cover of David Bowie's All the Mad Men. There's a line later in that song where he sings, give me some good old lobotomy. Do you cut that line or do you sing it?
Oh, we have it in, and,
okay.
You know, just for some historic specificity.
Now, we featured an update from Andrea on our website during the course of our summer workshop, and you can find a clip of her singing with her new band, NOS, on our website. Andrea, congratulations on meeting the challenge of your summer resolution.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for your interest in my project. I really appreciate it, and for giving me the accountability that I needed to make a positive change.
All right.
So thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. She formed the All Shrink Band called NOS. What do you think, Margaret?
Spoken like a true shrink with the accountability and motivation.
I think she knew exactly what she was doing there, yeah. We'll check in with Margaret's other summer goal in a moment. But first, Frank is on the line with us. Another summer resolution. Met or not met, Frank?
Not met.
Oh! Remind us what your goal was.
My goal was to learn the blues in every major key.
How far did you get?
B, A, G, maybe C.
Okay. Will you continue to slog through the missing keys just for the heck of it?
Yeah, I'm going to. Not in the next month or so, but I will.
All right. I can see we're going to have to check in with Frank again next summer and see how he's doing. Meanwhile, there's a video on our website that you can check out of Frank with his blues chord progression summer resolution. I want to check in with one more person on the line. Ted in Atlanta is our next caller, and Ted is a designer and furniture maker, and he told us his goal was to make some music-related furniture, and none of us could quite figure out what Ted was talking about. Hi, Ted.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Well, we're back on the air, and, you know, we've done our summer resolution. Margaret has done two. What about you? Did you make something music-related?
I really tried. I think I did. I actually built two full-size replicas of samples of two pieces of furniture.
Okay.
So the cassette as CD holder actually worked out really well. It looks really, I mean, in my humble opinion, it looks pretty cool, and other people that have seen it really like it. So,
wait a minute. It's a cassette, but it's a CD holder.
Correct.
So it's like a cabinet that looks like a cassette.
That's exactly right.
Presumably larger than a cassette.
It's a very large cassette. Yeah, yeah. It holds 160 CDs.
What are you going to do with this thing?
I am going to just offer it as a part of my furniture line. So I'm just thrilled as I can be.
Well, and Ted, we are thrilled that Soundcheck was able to provide you with the kick in the pants that you needed to fulfill that vision. So
I'll just leave it to you guys for the kick in the pants. Huh? Well, thank you.
Ted in Atlanta, longtime listener and not a first-time caller. He's been part of our summer resolution project from the beginning, as has Margaret Lyons with me in the studio, writer for New York Magazine's Vulture blog and host of the karaoke comedy series The Jukebox, which takes place each month at Union Hall in Brooklyn. And now, Margaret, is the moment of truth, because lying on the table between us is a very, very pink ukulele.
Yes.
This is a real ukulele, isn't it?
It's a real ukulele.
I've never seen one quite this kind of Pepto-Bismol color, but okay. You want to play a little Carol King for us?
I'd love to play a little Carol King.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Lyons has spent her summer pursuing this summer resolution. She successfully saw Into the Woods earlier. Now let's see how she's done with the other half of her summer resolution.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? I'd like to know that your love is love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you still love me tomorrow?
Margaret Lyons, look at you.
That was probably like a B plus. I give myself an A forever.
You did it. Absolutely. Wow. Carol King's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? On the ukulele, the second of the summer goals, the summer resolutions that Margaret set for herself while we were setting out to reinvent Soundcheck this summer. You do the jukebox, the comedy karaoke thing in Brooklyn every month. You know, could this be a part of a show at some point?
Usually the music is karaoke unless it's
an
original
song.
And usually I like to do it with more of a detached, ironic air. So it's a little difficult to bring the full sincerity. but yeah, I guess. I mean, I do like to sing a Carole King song in front of people. What can I say?
Well, you just did it on Soundcheck. And Margaret, thank you for being part of our Summer Resolution series and for playing for us here in the studio.
It was a thrill.
And congratulations. Two
resolutions,
both met. A plus. Margaret Lyons is the writer for the Vulture blog of New York Magazine and host of The Jukebox at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.